The Gemara repeats a similar definition on the first wide line in regards to how many of the chiyuvim are d'oraisa of tkiya shofar and how many of them are d'rabbanan. Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Bionis, an achas midivrei Torah, ushtayim midivrei sofrim. This position echoes the idea that not all the chiyuvim are d'oraisa, some of them are d'rabbanan. However, over here, the opinion of Shmuel bar Nachmeni is that two of them are d'rabbanan, while only one is d'oraisa. Pasuk says, "Vavarto shefer trua midivrei teret." That is telling us that it's daraisa. Shabbos on zichron trua v'yom trua yelachem l'talmudahuba. Both of them are needed, are open for limudim of Chazal, and therefore they cannot be used as a biblical prescription for the chiyuv daraisa. My l'talmudahuba. Why do we need both psukim of Shabbos and Zichron Trua to come to tell us a limud, and Yom Trua Yelachem to tell us a limud, which means that we only have one source for the chiyuv of blowing in one of the Zichronos, Malchus, and Shofros to be Doraisa. Maile Talmuda Hu Ba Mi Bai. We need it, but for number one, we need one of the drushes, Biyom Velo Belaila. Torah says, V'yom Trua Yelachem, that's coming to tell us that the chiyuv of Shofar is only Biyom and not Belaila, hence, that pasuk cannot be used to tell us the d'oraisa of blowing during Zechonis Malchus and Shofros. Hence, we have only one makar that it be a din d'oraisa. So then what is the makar for the previous opinion mentioned in the Gemara that says that the chiyuv is d'rabbanan only for one of the three, because the two psukim are open to give us a source d'oraisa for a separate chiyuv of Zechronos and a separate chiyuv, say, for Malchus. So then what is that mandamer going to do with the fact that Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni points out the name of Rabbi Yonason, that we need the pasuk of Yom Truah to tell us b'yom v'lo b'layla. V'idach b'yom v'lo b'layla minole. And it says, Gemara, nafalei mi b'yom ha-kipurim. We learn it out from the halacha of Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk by Hakel says, b'yom ha-kipurim taviru shofar ba'artzechem. So the fact that by Yom HaKippurim we already learned that the chiyuv by yovel is during the day, so too when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv would also be during the yom during the day. Ask the Gemara, ibi yom haKippurim yalef nigmar nami mine lepshuta lefanel pshuta lecharei. So then we could just simply say that when it comes to yovel, we developed on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that there's a chiyuv for a tkiya both before and after. So too, we should be able to say the same over here. If once we're going to say that you're going to learn for Yom HaKippurim, then we're set, then we should be learning from Yom HaKippurim in all instances as well. And that will leave us another pasuk to learn out the Chiyuv D'oraisa for a separate Chiyuv Zichronos, a separate Chiyuv Malchus, a separate Chiyuv for Shofros. Again, inside, Yelef Nigmar Nami Minei L'Pshuta L'Fanel P'Pshuta L'Acharei. Answers the Gemara, Va'avarta Taviru Lo Mashmalu. That pasuk by Yom HaKippurim, by Yahakel, has the lashon of Vavarta Shofar Ba'artzechem. The lashon of pasuk in Bahar is Vavarta Shofar Trua Bechodesh Eshvi, Besa Chodesh B'Yom HaKippurim Ta'aviru Shofar Bechol Artzechem. And we've learned from the previous drashos of Chazal that we saw on the bottom, for example, in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that the Vahavarta, according to some opinions, means to tell us that you're supposed to have a long tkiya before and long tkiya after. However, this man de Omar is not going to accept that. According to many, it's referring to both man de Omar. Rabbi Yonason, as well as Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, both are not going to accept that drasha. So that's what the Gemara means. There's a discussion whether it's luhu or lei. So the Gemara's answer is vavarta taviru lo mashma luhu. Some of the girsa lei. Take a look in the Oz v'hadar girsos. The Gemara continues elamai darshi buhu. But then, what is the drasha that they're going to use the pasuk vavarta? In other words, the word vavarta doesn't necessarily indicate an elongated blow. How then are they going to explain Vavarta? If they're not going to explain it like we learned in the bottom, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and therefore we can't use this as a makar for the brachas of Zichronos and Shofros, Elamai Dar Shibu Vavarta, Kirav Masan, Damar Vasan, Vavarta, Derech Havarasa Taviru. You shall pass it along in the normal way. Rashi explains, the Gemara here is quite cryptic. Rashi explains in Dibar Maskel Derech Havarasso that you have to do it Derech Havarasso, the normal way it is passed. In other words, the normal way a shofar is held. And that would therefore be telling us a totally different halacha, that you got to blow it through the narrow part as opposed to the wider part of the shofar. The same thing in regards to the expression ta'aviru. Ta'aviru dekama rachmana ne'abre biyad. That when the Torah says v'havarta in the pasuk, it all says ta'aviru shofar b'artzachem, that you should carry it, the shofar, when you blow it. In other words, hold the shofar when you blow it the way you normally hold it in your hand, with the lower, the smaller part facing the mouth. V'idach de Rav Masna, midishani. Let's go with the girsa of the Bach. Midishani krabidibure, that since the Torah changes its lashon, in other words, that the Torah starts off in this pasuk in Chaf Hei Tes that says vahavarta, and then it says ta'aviru biyad lo matzis avrit. You wouldn't be able to learn this halacha of ta'aviru biyad the way your hand normally carries it over. De gomar avara avara mi Moshe, because there's another expression of ahavir in regards to Moshe. Siv Hacha, it says over here by the parsha of blowing on Yom HaKippurim in Yovel, Favarta Shofar Turu, Uksiv Hasam, and the pasuk says, when Moshe decided that there wasn't any more need for the presence for the Mishkan, Uksiv Hasam, Vayitzav Meshe, Vayaviru Kol B'machane, then Moshe gave a command, and the sounds went out in the camp. The pasuk continues, Leimar ish v'isha al yasu oid melacha l'srumas hakodesh v'ikolei amehavi, and they stopped bringing. Mala halam bikol af kan bikol. It's coming to tell us something else. It's coming to tell us that just like there was a kol, so too over here there is a kol. Just like over there, the lashon v'havarta doesn't mean that you pass the shofar over. You could have read the pasuk as just someone passing over a shofar, v'havarta shofar. Then itself, one would need to darshan. Why did the Torah use that expression specifically when it comes to Yovel? But either way, both in context of Yovel as well as by Rosh Hashanah, the lashon of v'havar is used. In contrast to by Moshe Rabbeinu, there it was a call. So it's coming to correct any mistaken impression. Mala halam b'kol, just like there needs, it means that you blow into the shofar afkan. Because Mark continues, L'hai Tana D'maisila Mimidbar, and according to the Tana that we mentioned above, that we saw Rabbi Shmuel ben Oisho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko above, said that it's in reference to the blowing of the Midbar. In other words, that we learn from the blowing of the Midbar halachos in regards to Rosh Hashanah. We could ask the following question, says Gemara, Ima halalan chatzotzeris afkan chatzotzeris, over there is a requirement to use trumpets, so too over here, you would think that there's a requirement to use a trumpet. The Torah's description of blowing the shofar appears in Tehillim in regards to, of course, many Ashkenazim, as well as Faradim, say this pasuk before Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah by night, even though the Gra does not. And this pasuk appears in Tehillim, Tiku v'chodesh shofar, blow on the chodesh your shofar. Bekesel yom chagin. What does the word bekesel mean? We've discussed previously in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that means the time that your chag is covered up. And there, the description is not of chatzotzreis, but rather of a shofar. And like we learned in our Mishnah earlier on, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv is the shofar, not the chatzotzros, as opposed to other times where the chiyuv of the ikur is the chatzotzros, as we learn in the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Beis. But it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv is only by shofar, and that's what the pasuk over here is emphasizing. Tikul b'chodesh shofar b'kesef v'zeinu v'zeu chag shachodesh miskasa boy. What is the yomtiv that's covered up? In other words, you don't see the moon. Haviomer zeh Rosh Hashanah v'kam rachmana shofar. And the Torah tells you that the chiyuv is dafka b'shofar. Period. So to summarize, in our Gemara, we've had different sources of how we learn out some of the halachos in regards to shofar. For example, the halacha that you need a tkiya before the trua. So originally, the Gemara learns it out from either or both a gzereshava and a hekish from Yovel, or the opinion of Shmuel ben Oisho and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko, we learn out from the midbar, that in the midbar we saw that the psukim speak about uskatim trua shenis. Either way, we had used different sources for different halachas in regards to tkiya shofar. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Iskin Rabbi Avo B'Kesri tkiya shlosha shvarim trua tkiya. Rabbi Avo in Kesari introduced a fascinating phenomenon. We've spoken about that there is a machlokas. We learned on the bottom of yesterday's daf We learn that there's a machlokis of what is a trua. Is a trua what we colloquially refer to as a shvarim, or is it a trua? And in regards to that issue, so here we had a fascinating pshara the Gemara here has from Rabbi Avo, and that is that some say that you blow both three shvarim and a trua. Of course, many are familiar that today we do everything. We do tkiya shvarim trua mitara safek. We'll discuss this in halacha from the daily daf. We do tkiya trua tkiya, as well as we do tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. Why was Rabbi Avo masakin this? So Gemara explains manufshach iyulule yalu. If the definition of a trua, as we discussed at the end of yesterday's daf, is the shortest cry, like the cry of Sisera's mother, so then li'avit kia trua utkia, you should do what we colloquially call a trua. That would be a yulula. V'iginuche ganich, and if it's the groan like a shvarim, li'avit kia shlosha shvarim utkia, then you should do a tkia shvarim trua. Answers the Gemara on the first wide line, six lines from the bottom, Masafkele, he had a suffix. Iginuche ganech, iyilule yalul. He was mesupuk. What qualifies as a trua? Is it like a shvarim, or is it like yulule yalul, like the short gasps of the trua? Maskifla Ravavira, Ravira asked the following kasha. So, because it's suffix, we do both, and we're going to discuss, Bezer Hashem, Alach Lamaisa, that what we do is a combination of almost every possibility. Maskifla Ravavira, Ravira asked the following kasha. Dilma yulule hu vikam mafsik. Sholo shvar min trua. Wait a second, what about the problem of hefsik, asked Rav Avira? If the vard is that we have a suffix, in other words, we're not sure whether it's a shvarim or a trua, so you do tzkiya shvarim, and if you hold it's really supposed to be a shvarim, then if you do a trua, then you're blowing the wrong thing then, because what you should be blowing is a tzkiya. And if you hold it's tkiya trua tkiya, so then before the trua, you blew a shvarim, that's the wrong thing to blow, you should be blowing a tkiya before it. So he asks the following kasha, v'dilma again inside, yulula hu v'kamavsik shosh shvarim, ming trua litkiya, that he has a hefsik, he has three shvarim before the trua. So that's going to be a hefsik, explains the Gemara. According to the opinion over here of Rabbi Avo, based on Rabbi Avo's takana, you need to say the following, dahadar avitkiya trua utkiya, that they did, just in case, a tkiya trua tkiya, because of the fact that the shvarim might be a hefsik. Asks Ravina then in the other direction. Asks for Ravina. Ravina then asks, "V'dilma ginucho?" Then maybe it's a groan. V'kamavsika trua bein shvarim l'tkia. So if it's a groan, so then you shouldn't do tkia shvarim trua tkia. Then you should do tkia shvarim tkia. So then the trua after the shvarim will be a hafsik. So answers the Gemara, the hadar avitashat. You're right. You're going to have to do a tkiya shvarim and trua just in case, so that the trua isn't a hefsik. Ella. So then the Gemara says, but now we're still stuck. So then Rabbi Avo, my iskin, what was Rabbi Avo's takan in the first place? Iginuche gane chavde. If it's, in other words, it's a tkiya shvarim trua, so then in such a case, then you did it through tashat, tkiya shvarim trua. Ilu yelalil, if it's the short cries, so then in such a case, then you did a tkiya trua tkiya. So why was Rabbi Avo masakin altogether tkiya shvarim trua tkiya? So the Gemara answers, misafkale, no, Rabbi Avo had a different suffix. Dilma gonach vilyalo. Maybe a trua, yoim trua yelachem, means shvarim and trua together. So then the Gemara says, yachi la'abid nami ipcha. Then why don't we do it in the opposite order? What about the possibility that the appropriate definition of trua is to have a trua and then a shlosha shvarim? Li'avin nami yipcha tkiya trua shlosha shvarim tkiya. Why don't we do tarshat? Dilma yalu v'ganach. Maybe first there are the short cries, then the longer cries. Answers the Gemara, stama de milsa, ki misra b'inish milsa, when something bad happens to a person, chas v'chalila. Of course, the Darshanim, Bali Musar, Bali Chassidus discuss what is the significance of the fact that we learn the halachos of Hilchos Tkiyas from the crying of the mother or sister and crying in general, but that our makoros come from crying. So, Kimisra Minish Beilsa Bereisha Ganech Lahadu Yalu. First people groan and then they cry, and that's why we always do Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya and not Tkiya Trua Shvarim Tkiya. The Gemara continues on the bottom line, Lamedal, Dodam, Nav, Taka, Brishainu, Mashach, Bishniya, Kishtayim. The Gemara continues now on the last few words of Lamedal, Dodam, Aleph. If somebody blew Barishona and it took the length of two tkiyas. In other words, if the tkiyah was the length of two tzkiyas. Nevertheless, the halach is taka Rabbi Shono moshach b'shnia. So then the halacha differentiates between the following phenomenon. If you've blown two separate tekiyos, so then in such a case, the halacha is, then it qualifies as two tekiyos. However, if it's the length of one long tekiyah, so then in such a case, it doesn't have the din of two tekiyos, rather has a din of one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara continues on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Shama Teisha tekiyos, B'teisha Shos Bayom, Yotza. That if you heard nine tekiyos, Rashi points out that it means lav dafka over here tekiyas, but also truas. If it's in 6 hours of the day, then you're going to be yotze. The Brice is recorded as saying this halacha, that if nine tekiyos are blown in 9 hours of the day, spread out, they're going to be, one is going to be yotze, taninat mihachi, shama teshesh tekiyas b'shei shos b'yom yotze, mites b'nei adam ke'echod lo yotze. But if there are nine people who blew at once, one would not be yotze. What about tkiya mizeh utrua mizeh? If Reuven blew a tkiya and Shimon blew a trua, yotze, then in such a case one would be yotze. Vafilu b'seirugin, and even if he blew with breaks, and even if it took a long time, vafilu kol yom kulo, there is a long break between the tkiya and the trua, nevertheless one would be yotze. Analyzes the Gemara. Miyom Rabbi Yochanan hachi, do Rabbi Yochanan say this? Continues the Gemara. 7 lines to the top of Lamed Aleph and Amabez, while Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, Behalel ube Megillah, when it comes to both Halel and Megillah, Imsha, Kedei Ligmar Skula, Chozer LeRosh, that if you have a hefsek, you have a break in the amount of time that it takes to finish the Megillah, or it finishes to take Halel, finish Halel, it would not work. One would have to go back to the beginning, but would not be Yotzadok. Yet over here, if you have an elongated break, as long as eventually you heard nine tekiyos, even if it's in 9 hours, you're going to be yotze. Even if there's a break between the tekiyah and the trua from two different people. So what's the difference between halal and megillah? That doesn't work. Yet here when it comes to tekiyos, it does work. L'kasha ha-di-dei ha-di-rabe. It is a difference of opinion. But one time it was Rabbi Yochanan himself talking that says that you're yotze. In the other instance, he was quoting from Shimon ben Yotzadok that says that you would not be yotze. From his Rebbe, he taught that you would not be yotze. However, Rabbi Yochanan himself did not hold that way. Ask the Gemara, v'didei lo, did Rabbi Yochanan not hold this way? V'amar v'har Rabbi Avo, havishaku v'azul basri de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo was going after Rabbi Yochanan. V'havikari kriyishma. He reached kriyishma. Kimata l'mavos mitunafos. When he came to an area that was dirty, that you could not read kriyishma, ishtik, he was silent. Basa de chalef, when he passed by, Amar le Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar le is Rabbi Avo to Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'u ligmar, now am I allowed to finish what I had started? Amar le, he responded, Im shayis kidei ligmar skula choz l'rosh, if there was a hefsik, which is the amount of time that it takes to finish Kriya Shema, then in such a case, you have to go back to the beginning. However, if it wasn't that period of time, then you don't have to go back. But what do you see? You see that Rabbi Yochanan told him that if it's Shoa Kedei Ligmar Kula, then in such a case, you have to go back. And you're not Yotze. Yet, when it comes to Shofar, Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say on the top line that even a hefsek of an hour would be fine, answers the Gemara Hachi Kamedle. Lididi lo svirle. I don't hold that there would be a problem in terms of hefsek. Lidi tcha de svirlech. According to you, then you would have to go back to the beginning if you waited the amount of time it takes to complete everything. Gemara continues, Tan Rabban and Tekiyos, the Tekiyos themselves are not ma'akev, one from the other. What if you're not able to blow all the Tekiyos? So you should blow whatever you're able to blow, and it's not ma'akev, it doesn't hold back being yotze the other ones. Brachos e machlos ozu. If you're not able to read the brachos, in other words, the brachos that they add in Shmona Esrei for a tainus tzibur, that also is not ma'akiv. Tkios u brachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim ma'akvos. But the tkios and the brachos of Yom HaKippurim from Tfilas Musaf are ma'akiv. In other words, if you're not able to blow in parts of the Shemona Esrei, you shouldn't blow at all. As well as, if you're not able, you don't know the brachos, the malchus, the chonos, the shofros, then it holds back from being yotzei, the mitzvah of shofar. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rabba. Rabba taught, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah, malchus, the chonos, the shofros, malchus, kadesh, tam lichuni aleichem. Say in front of me, the giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu his kingship, saying Zichronos and Shofros. Malchus is in order to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us. Zichronos, Kedei Shiyavu Lefanai Zichronechem. Zichronos are in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the good things about us. Latova, Ubama, and with what? Bishofar. It's supposed to be done with the Shofar. This Be'ezer Hashem is where we're going to stop. Daf Lamed Daled in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Of course, take a look. We hear the footsteps. Be'ezer Hashem, we should hear the footsteps of Mashiach. That should bring us all here to celebrate over here, be able to walk down the steps to the Kotel Plaza and ultimately up to the Beis HaMikdash. But sometimes those footsteps seem a little faint. But at least our comfort, we have the comfort that we have another Siyum, Beis Hashem, coming in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which you could see is halfway through Lamed Hem and Aleph. So Be'ezer Hashem will continue with that tomorrow from Lamed Aleph and Be'ez halfway through. And I hope Be'ezer Hashem to post the halacha from the daily daf for daf Lamed Dalid later today, which will deal with some of the basic halachos in terms of the blowing and the length of the tekiah, the truah, and the shvarim, or tekiah shvarim truah, as we learned in today's daf, followed by the tekiah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Dalid in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.